So I said, bro, it took you a month, man. I mean, bro, I memorized Surah Al-Baqarah in 2 weeks, man. It took you a month to finish Surah Al-A'la, You need to be serious. He said, well, I'm just chilling. I said, if you continue to chill like this, you're going to thaw in hell. Right? He got upset with me, but it helped him out. Right? Because as al-muhasibi said, wa'alam anna man nasahak faqad ahabbak, wa man dahanak faqad ghashak. Know that the person who advised you loved you, and the one who flattered you cheated you. Sometimes you need it, man. Sometimes you need it. So I'm telling you now, you're lucky you're on Imam, Dawood, Dr. Hatim, Imam Zaid, Sheikh Hamza. Don't let that be the goal. The goal is not, oh, I was around Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. I got a picture with him. No, no. The goal is to use your time. What they called اختمار وقت أو اختنام بالأوقات أو استثمار وقت. To use your time. Not making this the actual, being here and around your teachers what you sought. No, what you sought is Allah, and what you sought is what's going to benefit you in the hereafter from knowledge. And that's why Sidi Junaid, the Imam, when he died, someone saw him in a dream after his death and they asked him, what helped you? What saved you? Like all the knowledge that you had, all the fiqh, all the masail, all of this. He said, what saved me was 2 rak'ah in the night on a consistent basis. So taqwa for the student of knowledge is not the same as a taqwa for someone who just came back to the deen. And taqwa for the student of knowledge is not the same as the taqwa for someone who's ba'id al-rabbil alameen. The taqwa of the student of knowledge is different than other people. And I know there's a special environment for this type of discussion, but I figured, it's Ramadan, it's the first day, let's go for it, hit full throttle. So number one, as a sincere student of knowledge, Imam Ibn Rajab wrote a very, very, very beautiful risala called Fadlu Ilm al-Salaf ala Ilm al-Khalaf, called the virtues of the knowledge of the early scholars compared to that of the later scholars. And he makes a very good point in there, out of a few, and that is, how do you know your knowledge is beneficial? How do you know that what you're learning is really for you, that it's really good for you? And he said, the first sign is that it leads to practice, that it leads you to draw nearer to Allah. That's it. That's the first sign. And that's why some of the mashaykh in Egypt, I remember we had a sheikh from Jazair, and we used to read with him 5 books every morning after Fajr. And in Fiqh Maliki, Fiqh Shafi, Jama' Jawami', Sharh Muwatta, and some book in Lugha. Every day, except Friday. And I remember when we would finish, he would say, go pray 2 rak'ah. And then I remember one brother was like, this is a bid'ah. This type of individuals. It's a bid'ah. And the sheikh said, no, 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 you have to do something with your knowledge. Do something, at least 2 rak'ah. If not, go give sadaqah. Do something with it. So when we talk about taqwa in the month of Ramadan, our focus as Muslims should be on practice, especially people of knowledge. Staying away from the forbidden, staying away from the doubtful, that's a gimme for a student of knowledge. We don't have to talk about this for people of ilm. But now we're talking about practice, what we've learned, and not making the experience the aim. Abdullah ibn Mubarak said something very beautiful. He said, how many people from Khurasan made Hajj, and during Hajj, they were making riyad to the people of Khurasan in Afghanistan now. So somebody asked him, how? How could the guy be in Mecca, but he's making riyad in his hometown? He said, because while he's in Mecca, he's saying to himself, I wonder what all the people are saying about me because I'm in Mecca. Sound familiar? Shaitan will come to you. Man, everyone, you're with Imam Hamza, you're with Sheikh Zayd, you're at Zaytuna, everyone in the hood is, excuse me, we're at Berkeley. Everyone in your excellent neighborhood is really praising you, right? You have to be very careful about that. Because it will eat away at your sincerity, will take away from the barakah of the ilm.